They approached us. It was at the end of 2016, so last year we were asked if basically if we were interested in maybe soundtracking a video game. We didn't know anything about Life is Strange to start with, so we actually had to kind of look into it, and we really liked what we saw from the first game, and then we heard a bit more about the set, the Before the Storm, and what it was going to be about, and what kind of were the themes that were going to be addressed, and how the story was going to be told, and that really, spoke to us. And also, we were just coming out of a really long year of touring, so it was quite an exciting idea to be settling down for a few months in a studio.
And you said that you were on tour for a year and then you went back to the studio. But how did this collaboration with Square Enix look like? Like, how closely did you work with the developers, or were you largely independent and then kind of after the effect, combined the game and the music together?
Well, I think we were largely independent in a way that I think we were entrusted with trying to put a sound to the different themes that we were given. So we had a written direction in a way, but we were free to kind of interpret those as we felt. I think that the reason why we were approached was because there was a kind of belief that our music and Life is Strange would fit well together. So I don't think there was an idea to kind of change our approach or, the way that we work too much. I do think that it was collaborative in the sense that we passed the tracks kind of onto the developers, and then we would kind of get feedback whether, because actually we never saw any visuals. We had the script, we had a lot of things that were in written form, so we never really saw the visuals. So obviously there were times where we maybe wrote a theme, but when it was put to the scene, it maybe wasn't quite right. So we were, there was a couple of occasions where we had to, rethink the instrumentation, sometimes, make things more aggressive, or sometimes pull things back and make them more mellow. It was mainly a tone. It was trying to get the tone right. But in terms of actually the music that was created, that was very much our own thing.
So you said that there was a lot of back and forth. Was there kind of a difficulty for you to write a soundtrack to a video game, or how was it different from writing your own original music that you did before?
It was actually quite a similar process. I think, the back and forth existed to make sure that the music was going to fit the mood of the game, but that was more to do with, I think, the fact that we didn't have much to base our creative process on because of the fact that the game was being created at the same time as we were creating the music. So it was just about making sure we were getting that tone right more than anything else. And then in terms of the creative process, it was quite similar to making a record. We were using similar instruments, we were writing it the same way, it was just a much shorter amount of time.
You briefly mentioned that you didn't know Life is Strange beforehand. Did you play the original game after the effect, or did you just want to be independent from the first game, so to say?
I think that if anything, the creative team really wanted to make something different, particularly in the music department, because of Chloe, the main character in Before the Storm, being the character she is. They really wanted to put across her personality that was a lot louder and a lot sort of, assertive than Max in the first game. But we didn't play the first game in Life is Strange. We watched some of the gameplay, listened to some of the music, but I think that was kind of at the very start, and then we kind of just moved on from that and really focused on making something that was, relevant to Before the Storm.
So did the music from the first game, which was very well received, did that influence you in any way, or did you really want to do something of your own and something completely new?
I think we want to do something of our own. I mean, I think you can get very lost very quickly if you're constantly comparing yourself to something else. We respect and admire it, but there was really just that strong intention to make something that was relevant to the story of Before the Storm.
And what about the process of writing the soundtrack? Did you like best, or what aspect of the game interests you the most?
The fact that it's based in reality, I think, is quite a big draw for us. I think we kind of generally, as a band, talk about, emotional times in, human emotions and real life scenarios, I guess. So for us, that was a kind of conceptually not too far away from something that we would already naturally do in our own music. So that was an interesting thing to explore. But I think in terms of what cemented everything for us in the soundtrack was the kind of element of grief that is within the story. It's kind of Chloe's carrying around this grief and trying to sort of weave that into every song somehow. So that was like our challenge throughout making it.
And now that you've worked on the soundtrack, are you going to do more soundtracks, or was it like a one-time thing for you now?
It was a completely new experience for us, so I think we've learned a lot from doing it, so I'd love to.